But if education is not for students, who is it for? Hey there, class kickers, and welcome to another edition of the Kick Some Class podcast, a show designed to help you, the educator, whether you are just a newbie starting out trying to figure things out, or you're an old grizzled veteran trying not to burn out. We have tips, tricks, tutorials, conversations, and the occasional tweet response like this one to help you kick some class in school, at home, and in life. So today I want to jump right into this tweet that I saw this week. Actually, I don't know if it was this morning or last night. It was just awesome. So here it is. If you want to get a tweet headed my way, hit the hashtag #KickSomeClass and you can direct it right to @BaldSci. This one comes from Jamie.sol. And I'm not sure if it's designed for that, but Jamie Gannett said this: we need more dropouts in ed tech. And Jamie, I got to say, I love this. And I don't know if you got a chance to see my interview with Josh Feinsilber, who is the creator of GimKit. Now, he is not a dropout. Josh, sorry if you catch this, but he was in a traditional educational situation. And he said by like ninth grade, I was not super engaged. So a new school opened up. I've got this little clip, but you can go ahead and check it out. I'll link it down there in the description. But he said a new school, a PBL type school opened up. Everything's projects. It's a public school, but it's a new one that opened up near him. And he jumped right in. And while he had to adjust to a project-based school, totally different from normal, he had the thought, he's like, if I were creating something for students, what would I want for them? And so, you know, a dropout is going to give you feedback. And that feedback is going to be on what they felt made school unsuccessful for them, particularly the dropouts that have found a way, in spite of education, to be incredibly successful. I think sometimes about Gary Vaynerchuk, who has this, he talks about his educational experience, and he was basically failing. And, you know, teachers said that he was stupid, and teachers said that he would never amount to anything and he wouldn't be successful. And here he was in his 20s, like basically churning out a multi-million dollar business for his family because school wasn't the only way for him to learn or to be educated. And I think that's kind of what Jamie's getting at here is if you take dropouts and you say, hey, how could we improve education for people like you? The more people like that that we get, the better we're going to be able to create technology to meet the needs of all students, right? And so I want you to think about how the students that are, what's the best way to say this? Not served the best by your current teaching style. Can you learn something from them rather than hearing the criticism? So I'm a goofball, right? So when I'm in my classroom, I am kind of like a stand-up comic, dad joke, horrendous self-deprecating humor. And for the most part, for middle school students, that's fun and engaging. And, you know, they think that it's sort of lighthearted. And that's the point, right? I want them to feel relaxed and engage in my class. But every once in a while, I get a kid that's like too cool for school. Quite literally. And they're like, this class sucks. I used to take those things personally. I don't anymore. Now I kind of want to know why. What is it about my style, my content, that is not engaging that student? And what can I do about it? So I mentioned this on Twitter earlier today that I've been using Tinkercad a lot. And Tinkercad for me, I mean, it's 3D modeling and printing, but we used it in an ELA class. I've used it in a science class. I've used it for math. I've used it in elementary school and middle school. And the reason is it's highly creative and engaging. And technology like that, like GimKit, like Tinkercad, are things that allow students to approach our education system differently. And how are we going to get those perspectives unless we're looking at dropouts are those who are served maybe poorly by the current education system. So I want you to think about that. And honestly, this is one of those things that I could say, hey, I hope that helps you kick some class. But honestly, what I want to know is, and Jamie, if you get this response from somebody, I would love to see that. What is it that you can add in the comments? Like, what feedback are you getting that can inform education? And I'm not saying that we should take the naysayers, the students that design everything around them. But if education is not for students, who is it for? And if it's not for all students, what do we need to do? Do we need to design different schools? Do we need to, you know, constantly differentiate our lessons? Yes and yes. But how are we going to get that information if we're never veering away from a one-size-fits-all approach from the front of the classroom, or we're never polling students to get that information? And having that exit interview when students leave a traditional school and go to a PBL school or go to a micro school or go to homeschooling, anything like that, or they just straight up drop out, we need to get that information, because if one student does it, there's thousands of students that are doing it, and we need to know so that we can provide something that better meets the needs of that student. So I hope that helps you kick some class, but honestly, please reach out to me, maybe a quick retweet or comment, drop a comment down on the video. I want to know, what feedback can we get? See ya.